my gosh, I'm back. Who's this person? She's refreshed. She's wonderful. Her voice is new. And no, I'm just kidding. It's just me. It's Sarah. Welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely. I missed you guys these last 2 weeks. I took the week off for myself to take care of some stuff before spring break hit. And I got a lot of work done, a lot of things lined up and scheduled that way. When my son was home all week, I was able to just kind of release things that I had already pre-scheduled. So that was really nice. It was a nice, needed breath of fresh air to, you know, kind of zone in and laser focus on what had to be done with my boutique and things. So, yeah, it was a great spring break with my son. You know, I'm not entertaining to him anymore. So, of course, there were lots of friends and play dates. Do you call them play dates when they're older? I don't know. Sleepovers and adventures and it was a wonderful holiday and vacation. So anyways, while on vacation though, I did get to read through so many emails of from our last episode, All the Things, which was sex and relationships and things like that. And I just want to tell you guys, I had so much fun reading those. The crazy sex places and the most wild things. And there were so many. I should have wrote more down. But it just kind of made me chuckle because we all did really live the same life when we were growing up, you know, trying to hook up with our then boyfriend or girlfriend. But you still lived at home. So you had to like go on the side of the road. Like, what was wrong with us? Like, our hormones really took over. They really just took over us. That's what I think is so funny. Like my husband now, we joke like, you know, that's what you do in marriage now. You're like, oh my gosh, like where would be a fun place? Like, let's go outside. Let's go to your car. Let's go in the woods. Let's go to the back deck. Let's go to the kitchen. Like, or when your kids aren't home, you're like, well, where, like, you're like flabbergasted. Where in the house should we go? Like, this is new and spontaneous and fun. And you almost do it. Brings back those memories of trying to just hook up with somebody in a different place because that's all you have. And then when it turns to marriage, you go, let's do it because we don't do this, you know? And so I think it's kind of funny how the tables turn as you get older. I always love that fun stuff. Well, you know me, I live in the middle of nowhere and I'm always like, let's go like on the hood of your car. Or like, you know, like let's go out on the back deck or whatever. And it's just kind of like it's fun now. It's more fun and not so like, oh my gosh, like I'm really letting this 17-year-old boy like go to town on me in a cornfield. So I was just like, I was cracking up reading some of these emails because we all really did. We all lived the same freaking life growing up, our sex life. And it's hilarious. It's just hilarious. So I really did enjoy reading those emails and talking back and forth with you guys. So anyways, that was a wonderful time for me over my break. So, but this week's episode, I kind of want to do, over my vacation, I hung out with quite a few of my own friends and moms, and some are married and some are single and some are newly single and some are freshly in relationships. I have just the most amazing variety of friends that I hang out with and talk to daily. So it's actually wonderful for me. I tell them all the time, I'm like, you guys are my research. You guys are my study, like, because I can see so many things relationship wise. And then me and my best friend, we've been in our marriages the longest. She's even longer than I am. I think they're 13 years and we're just at going towards 11. So out of our friend group, we're the longer version for my group, at least. But just addressing. So my one girlfriend, we were talking the other day because I do own a boutique, and she was like, do you think I could pull off, you know, a crop top? Like, how old's too old for a crop top? I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, wear the crop top. It's fine. You know, who cares about the crop top? She's like, well, I don't want people. And like that hit me instantly because she goes, I don't want people to think like, oh my gosh, what is she wearing? And it instantly like hit me. I was like, what do you think about what you're wearing? What do you feel with what you're wearing? And then another person I know, she's, do moms wear these things? I'm like, moms, do moms, what, like, I don't know. Is there a book out there of what moms wear? I'm not aware of this book. And then I had another person telling me, I don't know if my husband would like this outfit on me. It's very revealing and things like that. And it just really, and even, okay, so one more example. My son was going to school, and as he was getting out, he goes, it was so sad, it broke my heart. He goes, Mom, some of the things that kids are saying about me, like the bullies, he has this one bully that we're in the midst of dealing with. He goes, some of the things that he says about me or to me, he's like, I kind of start to believe it. Like, I'm kind of believing it about myself. And I was like, what? Because I know what this kid is saying, and it's not true about my son and all the things. So anyways, but it got me thinking, you know, with the husbands, and is this what moms dress like? And oh, I'm starting to believe in, and what will people think? And it really hit me like lightning that people are more focused on what others think of them than what they think of themselves. And when did that happen? When did this happen? So that's what I'm talking about today. When did your inner dialogue not become your own voice? And if it is, how do we fix it? Shop Sarah Bauer Boutique today. We carry sizes small through 3XL. The styles and sizes may vary. There is a chat now button in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, and you can also join our rewards program. You get 1 point for every dollar spent, and you eventually earn cash off your purchase. Go shop Sarah Bauer Boutique today and give them a reason to stare. Well, I mean, I guess if it isn't your own voice, how do we fix it, you know? How do you fix it? And I'm guilty of it too. There will be times where, let's just say for my clothing, I'm wearing something and 100 people say, I love your outfit. And then I get one person that says, you don't look good in that, or your body can't pull that off, or you don't have the skin tone for that color, or whatever, like something crazy, because my social media gets hectic sometimes. But it's crazy because the next time I wear that outfit, I won't think of the hundreds of people who said, I love your outfit. Where can I get it? You're beautiful. I'm obsessed. You're incredible. Perfect body or whatever. I will think of that one person and it will echo in my brain. Even though half the time I've not heard these people's voices because I don't know them. They're strangers on the internet, typing keyboard warriors that have typed, you're ugly. And I'll hear that sometimes and I go, whoa, like, Sarah, what about all the other people? What about all the kind people? What about the people who actually have profile pictures? What about, you know, the people who have followed you? What about the thousands and thousands of people who build you up every day? And then I go, but that one, that was a tough one for me. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, or I've had people I know that I obviously don't talk to anymore because boundaries, say the same things to me as one of my friends, you know, moms don't dress like that. Okay. And who wrote the book on how moms dress? Can you show me that? Can you show me an article? Like, let's, you know, I know there's styles, mom jeans, which I hate, by the way, because I don't have a kangaroo pouch. No, thank you. Like, we don't all have to wear certain things. They don't all fit on our bodies the same way. I have girlfriends that look amazing in mom jeans or the tomboy jeans or the high-rise jeans. And here I am, and I look like I have a kangaroo hidden in my pouch. Like, I can't pull those off. I wish I could because some of the outfits look really cute, but I don't wear those. So for somebody to say that you should dress a certain way when A, it's not your style, B, you don't like the way it looks on you, or C, it doesn't even make you feel good about yourself, why are we doing this? When did that inner dialogue change? When did that happen? And it's not even about the clothes. Like, that is such a small narrative of this situation I wanted to address. You know, it's almost like people who are concerned about what you're doing. And we all know this. It's a projection of their own life. And nobody above you or with goals as strong as yours are going to talk badly about somebody doing the same. You support each other. Support small business. Support small. Support women. Women supporting women. All the hashtags that you can think of when it comes to people with the same goals, the same mindset, the same end game thoughts, the light at the end of the tunnel that you're all running towards. But people who aren't doing those things, people who don't have the same thoughts as you, people who maybe don't feel good about themselves, maybe aren't working on themselves the way you're working on yourself, they will always, and I mean always, have something to say about you. There's a famous quote, what is it, Matt Cain, or I think so, Matt Cain. Oh gosh, it's K-A-H-N. I always say Cain because I had a girlfriend with that last name, and that's how she said it, so I'm going to go with that. It said, hold on, I know this. Despite how open or peaceful you attempt to be or loving, people can only meet you as deeply as they've met, you know, themselves within. It's the address of that. It's to the point of that. But people can only meet you as far as they've taken care of themselves, basically. If they don't love themselves, why the fuck would they love you? Why, if people don't think themselves are beautiful, why would they go out of their way to be nice and compliment and think you're beautiful? And you know what, though? It can go either way, because I do know people who don't have a lot of self-love, but they will compliment others, but not for long. It doesn't stay for long, because usually it starts turning into self-hate and low confidence, and they don't feel good about themselves. I'm not saying that this is every case. Don't come for me, okay? Don't be like, I don't love myself and I love, you know, complimenting my best friends. I'm not saying this is for everybody. I'm saying it's for the angry ones. I'm saying it's for the people who know that work needs to be done but is refusing to do it. They're refusing to address that their anger, their sadness, their self-loathing and self-hate and body image issues and traumas isn't playing the biggest role in their lives for who they are. They think this is it, and it's not. If you don't wake up every day going, how can I be better today? And you're just at your end game already. Well, then yeah, you're who I'm talking about. You can be better every day. You can do more things every day. You can be kinder every day. You can think of ways to make people feel about themselves every day, make them feel better about themselves. So many things. The one friend I had that's going through some stuff right now, you know, she doesn't feel so great about herself. She's got somebody that's constantly tearing her down, somebody that's telling her she's never going to find better, do better, be better. And that's simply not true. Do you know why they're saying that? Because they know that they will. Because they know that this person has so much capability in them, so many possibilities for their life, that they're terrified of what they're going to become when they're no longer with them. You're going to become better than me. You're going to outshine me, because they don't have the will or the self-care or the mental wellness to do it themselves. Don't let somebody I know do it. What? Don't let somebody I know do it. You know how many people reached out to me and said, when I opened my boutique, they said to me, oh, I was going to do that, but I didn't. Or, oh, I'm actually going to open my own boutique. Wow, you beat me to it. Or, oh, wow, I know so many people that have owned boutiques in the past and they didn't do well. Good luck. Do you know? Like so many. I can't even count. And I just kind of laughed. And I responded with, oh, wow, that's terrible. I hope they do better. And the people who said, oh, I was going to open a boutique this year. You beat me to it. Ha ha ha. LOL. Invite me to your opening. Go for it. I'm cheering you on. Like, I'm not mad. I'm not angry. Do I think you're bullshitting? Yeah. Do I think that maybe you've had ideas in your mind about me and you want to kind of tamper with what I'm doing? Also, yeah. Some people are not your friends. And you find it out really fast. And when you find out, when your inner dialogue isn't your voice, and you find out that it's not, when you really think about it, when you really look in the mirror and you go to point out that flaw that you always point out, that you always look at, and you go, oh, I wish this was different. Oh, I wish this was different. If it's your own voice, that's great. That's great, because that tells me that's something you want to work on. That's something you're self-caring about. That's something that you're addressing or maybe going to therapy about. And maybe that voice of yours is going to get more positive. Sometimes we got to trick our brain. sometimes, you know, oh, I hate the way this looks. And if it's a permanent thing on you, if it's your boobs or your nose or your legs, if it's a permanent thing on you, you got to change the narrative on that, because it's something you can't change. And even if you got to trick your brain, oh, I love my legs. I love this because this did this for me. I love this, blah, blah, blah. So if it is your voice, you are in control of it. You are in control on whether that image of yourself makes you feel great, makes you feel good, or makes you feel like you don't want to leave your house and wear that shirt. And I know I keep referring back to clothing, but that's where I'm at this week. It's just, it's this inner dialogue we get from people. It really is. And it can be debilitating if we let it, especially when it's somebody else's voice. You know, for the longest time, when I would get dressed or do my hair a certain way or do my makeup a certain way or parent my kid a certain way, I had somebody for the longest time that criticized everything I did, just everything. I could do nothing right. And they didn't necessarily tell me this, but they would tell other people and other people would tell me what was said. And there was nothing I could do that was good. Even if, so say this person would tell me, you should do this way. And I'll go, oh, okay, like, I'll try that. Yeah, I'll try that. And a couple weeks or months would go by and I would tell this person, hey, I did this way. Why? What do you mean, why? Well, I don't know why you would do it that way. Well, a couple weeks ago, you said that that would be a good idea. Well, yeah, I was thinking about it more. Not anymore, though. Like, it was always, this person was always going to find my flaws, no matter what. And it's because I was doing things that they were too insecure to do, because I was wearing things that they were too insecure to wear, because I was working places they were too insecure to work, or thought that people would judge them, because they have other people's voices in their mind. They would tell me all the time, so-and-so, I wonder what they're saying about this. I wonder what they're saying about this. Oh, I redid this, or I'm going to this place, or I'm doing this with this person. I wonder what they're thinking about it. They always were worried about what the next person was thinking. It wasn't their own voice. It wasn't their own self-love. It was everybody else's. And there were things that this person wanted to do that I had done, or wore, or expressed, and they would tear it down. But in the undertones of our conversations, I would hear pretty much that that's what they wanted to do, that they're too worried. They're too worried about that other voice in their head that would tell them it's stupid, or you look ridiculous, or you shouldn't be doing that, or wearing that, or saying that. And I don't think they'll ever stop listening to that, because that's the person they've also turned into, unfortunately. That's the person who speaks unkind and doesn't realize that it's unkind. They think, oh, I'm just blunt. No, you're offensive. You're not nice, you're not kind, and people don't respect people like that. And that's where you have to leave those people, is on their own. And if one day they turn to self-love, they turn to therapy, they turn to why am I like this? That's amazing. Good for them. But sometimes they've burned too many bridges to come back. I know somebody, again, I'm like talking about all the people I know today. I know a woman, she's absolutely incredible. But she publicly will say, I wasn't a girl's girl for a long time. I was a mean girl. And she would tell me, I would judge other women about what they did in life. I would judge them about their parenting. I would judge them what they wore. I would judge them if they drank a lot. I would judge them if they wore too much makeup. And she then had a change of lifestyle, I'll call it. Her lifestyle changed, not in a bad way, just in a drastic way, but in a great way. And she kind of got a dose of the people that she had been going after, almost, you know, people that she would attack or things like that. Anyways, and it hit her. She said, it hit me like a ton of bricks that I was unkind to these women, and now I was one of them. Now I am one of them, and I see things so differently. Now she's like a huge girl's girl. Now she's your biggest supporter. Now she'll build you up. Now she'll help you with whatever you need. And she'll be there if you need her to do your hair or your makeup or help you pick out an outfit. And even if you don't feel good, she'll build you up. Like, oh my gosh, I don't know if these shorts make my butt look good. Girl, you got the best butt in the whole world. You just rock what you got, you know? And you genuinely see that she cares for people now. And I didn't know if I would ever witness that at my age. I didn't know if I would witness somebody in their, you know, mid to late 30s change that way and be so kind, so quickly, so drastically different than the person I wanted nothing to do with for a very long time. And it's amazing. Anytime she comes over, I'm like excited because I know she's going to say just the kindest things to me. And we're just going to sit here and battle back and forth with compliments. My one best friend, she always jokes, she's like, I don't know what to say when people compliment me. Like, people have been complimenting me a lot lately because she's gorgeous. And I'm like, you just like say happy birthday, Merry Christmas and run away. I don't know. It is weird when you get compliments because how strange is that? That's what I think to myself. How strange is that? That our inner dialogue is so negative that when somebody's positive to us, we don't even know how to react. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A, 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. And that's what's the craziest part to me. When people are nice to me or kind or say compliments to me, a moment in me, I cringe, I freak out. I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? Why would they say that to me? That is horrendous. I don't know what to say. And it is, it's so crazy because we're so used to either hearing negative things, thinking negative things, or waiting for the negative things. We're so on guard at all times, almost like just open nerve endings on our whole body. We're just protecting ourselves constantly. We're flinching at any kind of quick movement that's unwarranted towards us. Like, oh my God, this world has become so unkind and so selfish lately. Everybody's so selfish, out for themselves, out for only me. And I get it. The stress of the world around us is overwhelming. But your neighbor's not causing it. Your friend's not causing it. That mom in the crop top who posted a selfie where she felt good is not causing it. You can still be kind. You can still feel good. You can still wear what you want. You can still be who you want to be. The world doesn't take that from you. You can hold on to yourself. You can do that. And you can be kind. It really, I refuse to go one day, whether it's on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, in person, at the store, at the gas station, I refuse to go one day without feeding compliments to people. I won't do it. If that girl on the internet posts a picture, you look beautiful. You're so gorgeous. Oh my gosh, what are we breaking the internet today? Or anything. Now, could I get better with complimenting guys? Yeah, but that's a tricky one. So I don't really compliment men. My husband, all day long, I'll fall in love 5,000 times a day with that man. But women to women, even men to men, you know, my husband will tell me sometimes, a guy complimented my beard today, or, you know, before he shaved, or a guy complimented my shirts. That's where I got my shirts from. So I'm going to send him the link. Or, you know, guys with vehicles. He liked my lift on my truck today. He asked me where I got the lift. I got to send him the information. Guys do it in a different way. Women, we hear other women with our appearance and with our personalities. Your laugh is amazing. You're incredible. You smell great. My best friend, oh my gosh, she uses the best beauty products freaking ever. The other day she was over, I was walking behind her. I was like, you smell so good. Like, send me everything. She's like, I think it's a mixture of everything I use. I'm like, really? Next you're going to tell me it's natural. Like, give me all the things. So she's sending me all the links. Like, as we're standing there, like, be the girl's girl you need. Be the one that you wanted to be before the world got a hold of you, before those mean people, before the profile pictureless people got a hold of your heart. I know social media is tough. I know sometimes you get on there and you go, oh, I wish I could look like that. I wish I could be that. I wish I could travel there. I wish I had her face. I wish I could do makeup like her. I wish I could do hair like her. I wish I had hair like her. I know. I get it. Especially when I'm a huge social media person. Do you know how many people I see who are just beautiful, or they're creating content better, or they're traveling more, or now that I own a boutique, I'm following those boutique pages and their style's different, or their store is all ready. And I go, oh, I'm missing something, but I'm not. We're all in a video game and we're all on different levels, but we're all striving for the same thing. We just want to be happy. We just want to be content, happy, and living the best life we could possibly live for ourselves, for our spouses, for our children, for our families. That's it. That's the end goal. I just want to be happy and I want to enjoy what I do. And sometimes people take their unhappiness and their things that they wish they were doing, or the fact that they're not to the point they want to be at, sometimes they take it out on you. Whether it's your looks or your job or just anything, they will find a way to turn it on you to try to make you feel bad. Don't let that voice take over. Even my son today, when he was getting out of my car, because of course you ever notice kids just lay it all on you while you're going through the pickup line, or while the bus is coming down the road. They're like, oh, I got something very dramatic and crazy to say that I hope doesn't affect me for the rest of my life with how you respond. I'm very mental health savvy in my house. I like to be prepared because I know those core moments are very important for how they live their lives. And so while we were pulling up in the line and he said to me, you know, I'm starting to believe this bully. I'm starting to think this about myself. I'm starting to really to not like myself around them. And so I said, well, first off, I need you to stay away from them, and I'm going to address this, you know, with the teacher, and we're going to figure this out. I promise you, this is not a forever thing. We will get this taken care of. And you're just going to have to put on the bravest face you have, keep your kind heart. And I said to him also, you know, I said, that's the difference sometimes between kids, and it really sucks, is some people don't have the kindness in their heart that they should have. It got taken away from them. And that's what you should be sad for. I said, would you ever make somebody feel that way? Would you ever be unkind to somebody and make them feel the way you feel? And he goes, oh no. And that's my favorite thing about you, is that you have so much kindness in your heart. You would never even think to say that to somebody. Maybe that kid needs a little more kindness and they don't have it. So I want you to listen to my voice. Remember my voice. You are the kindest, sweetest boy I've ever met in my entire life. Not one thing that person says to you is true. And I want you to remember that I raised you and you love me, which, what does that mean? That I have given you the best I have. You're the best I've got. And there's nothing else that you need. That's it. You're your best self already. And you keep working on that and you keep improving. You don't let nobody take that from you. Somebody took that from that kid. Somebody took that kindness. Don't let that person take your kindness. You don't want to become like that. And he kind of smiled and he kind of thought about it for a minute. And he said, it just sucks. And it does. Life sucks. And you're never going to stop people from saying mean things to you or about you, or screenshotting it and sending it to their friends. I know who you are. Anyways, you're never going to stop those things. You know what you can do? You can keep living your best life in spite of those things. Don't let it stop you. I am probably at my most vulnerable right now, constantly posting about my business and posting. I'm the I'm going to say in quotation marks, model plot. I love it. I do. It's just, I don't even like seeing my face that much, but I have to, if the brands don't send me photos of the clothing in an appropriate way, or in a usable way, I should say, I have to wear them myself, which is fine. You know, that's fine. I love what I do. It's amazing. But that means I have to be vulnerable. And I'm putting myself out there in front of hundreds of people that I went to high school with, or people that I barely met, or people who added me that I know them at my doctor's office, or, you know, things like that. Like, I'm so vulnerable every day of the week. You know, I'm putting my business out there. It's paying off and it's working. Yeah, it's amazing. But all the people who see it, I know there's something said, and that's fine, but I'm just going to say, here's what I'll say. I know what is said, which is fine. Again, I know what's said. I also know the people who are saying it, I made more money than you that day. Ha ha. And that's what you have to do. You have to go, okay, so why are you dogging on me right now? Why are you mad? Why are you mad that this is how I work? Why are you mad that this is my business? Why are you mad that I'm posting pictures of my product and inventory so that I can do my work for my family? Why are you mad? What makes you so angry? What makes you screenshot my stuff and send it to somebody and go, oh God, look at her? Because I'll tell you right now, you're not my inner dialogue. My inner dialogue laughs a lot. She laughs all the time. Sometimes I get a headache from my laughter. Your inner dialogue is who you are. Do not let it be who somebody else thinks they are. That is a huge projection on all this. And I know we've talked about this before, but hearing these last 2 weeks, all my friends talking about this stuff, and whether it's negative, somebody, telling you you're not going to do better than me, or, you know, don't dress like that, or my husband doesn't like my outfit, or my friends, or mom dressing, and blah, 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 or your business. That's not on you. You slide right past that, okay? Because that's not what we're doing anymore. We're hyping each other up in 2023, and we're sharing our friend shit, and we're giving out compliments all day long on the internet or in person. I love your hair. I love your shoes. I love your outfit. Like, this is what we're doing. Women, we're all so amazing. And we can all be better to each other. Even your spouse. Don't forget about your spouse. I don't care how long you've been together. This morning, so every morning, I get up at like 6:30. My husband, he gets up at 5:30. He leaves an hour before I do. But he works out every morning. And when he comes back inside, our gym is in the garage. When he comes back inside, I am getting up. He's out there for about 45 minutes. So I'm waking up and I stumble to the couch, and he goes to the kitchen. He makes my coffee and starts boiling we do the pour over coffee. So it's not like an instant coffee. Like, you gotta fill up the tea kettle and boil the water and dump it in the pour over machine. So it's not like a little thing. I mean, I know it only takes 5 minutes, but he does it for me every morning. Okay. So as he's walking in today and he looks at me and I'm like, not well. I mean, it's early. I am just like out of it. He's like walking towards me. He's like, what's up? I'm like, nothing. You look so sexy, amazing. Your arms look huge and I'm in love with you. Like, one of those things where you're like, you look so good. Oh my gosh, I love your arms. Oh, and he's like, I know, I look good. I worked really hard today. Thanks for noticing. I trained arms today. And he got all like, I could see it, like, get him all hyped up. He's like, yeah, I do look good today. And I'm like, now go make my coffee. Like, you do though, you say the things that you want to be said to you. And not necessarily the things. I would say you say the things to make people feel the way you want to feel too. And when you start being kind to others, when you start genuinely doing it from a place of love and hope and just building others up and watching that smile hit their face, it really does something for you. And it really sends some amazing things your way. this universe has a way of rewarding people who are genuinely good people. You know, those genuine people, just the people that are just out for being nice and kind and building you up. And, you know, I have family that lives about an hour away, and I say it all the time. I'm like, God, I wish they were closer, because they are seriously my biggest cheerleaders, and they share all my things, and they were my first purchases from my boutique, and the people who share on their stories and text me and constantly hype me up, and they are just incredible, and I don't even get to see them that much. I have family that I could see every day here, and not even a congratulations or anything when I opened my boutique, you know, nothing. I've had some purchase, but it was slim pickings of the people I knew that bought. But the people that I don't really see that much or hang out with or anything, they've been my biggest people. And they have now become my inner dialogue. People I wouldn't have even suspected that they were going to be on the bleachers for me, cheering me on, screaming megaphones. Like, you really do find out who has a good, genuine heart, and they are sent your way, especially when you have one. Those are what you attract. You become and turn out like the people you surround yourself with. So make sure they're really good people. Don't surround your... Oh my gosh, do you hear my rooster? He is on a whole nother level this morning. Sorry. Just be kind, okay? And also, I have a ball cap on my boutique site that says be kind. So you could totally go get that right now. I totally just plugged that and I didn't even mean to. Look at me go. I'm just a natural businesswoman. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. As we come to the end of this week's episode, I just want to tell you all that you're all doing an amazing thing. You're all here and listening to my episodes because you want to be your best self. And that is a huge start to where we're heading in life together. Every single day being better, and every single day not caring what others think, only what we think, changing that inner dialogue to our own positive, happy voice. I always joke. Okay, so this is kind of funny. I don't know if I've mentioned this here before. I probably have. I've done way too many episodes to count, you guys. Every day. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed for myself. I don't care. We jam this song, It's a Perfect Day from Legally Blonde. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to sing it. It's a perfect day. Okay, I sing it a little bit. Oh, nothing's getting in or standing in my way. I think it's standing in my way. Nothing's standing in my way. Okay, I'm not a singer. Anyways, we jam that every morning on the way to school. I literally wake up singing this song. And so I always joke with my sister that's what I sing all the time, and she calls me ridiculous. So whenever she's been having a tough day or something, I wake her up with, or not wake her up, I wake up, she wakes up way before me, and I send her those song lyrics, and she's, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, one of these days, you're gonna tell me, Sarah, I woke up singing that song, and you're gonna be happy and angry at me all at the same time, because once it's in your head, that's it for you. Let it be a good voice you hear every single morning. Be happy you woke up. Be happy that you're living a life that you want to be your best self, and be happy that you're working towards your goals. Today I am getting dressed up and taking pictures with my best friend, so I'm excited for that. We're going to do pictures where we're dressed the same, because she shops with me and we have the same outfits. So we thought it'd be fun. Her birthday's tomorrow, and I just love her so much. She's my best friend, and she is the person I've been wanting to attract my whole life, of the kind of friend I needed. And I'm so thankful for her every single day. So anyways, you guys have an amazing weekend. Change that inner dialogue. Send me your mantras and your manifestations, and I'll put them into my own. And we are going to do this because we are the people who are changing every single day. And that's the kind of people you surround yourself with. Continue loving yourself completely. Go leave a rating. Go leave a review. Write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com or follow us on our new Instagram. I keep saying new Instagram page. It's been like a year. It's just like a repeat in my head. Go follow our Instagram page @lovingyourselfcompletely. And you can message me on there as well. Okay. Oh my gosh, I just got a text from somebody who needed to get rid of somebody in their life, and they said they have blocked them on everything. This is it, you guys. We are changing the game in 2023. Bye.